Once again, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, he says, for they shall be called the children of God. The world doesn't agree. Those who are able to wage war and gender strife are rewarded. The warlord, the revolutionary, the thug, the bully is rewarded. These rewards come by force. Jesus stands in stark opposition to this thought. He epitomizes the peacemaker. He teaches peace in a world of might makes right. Jesus came to bring peace between God and man. Man is at odds with God because of sin. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Then again, Romans chapter 8 and verse 7. Romans chapter 8 and verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Oh, Paul knew the world around him, didn't he? And Paul knew our world as well. Because this describes very well what we see around us. We turn on the news, we bring up the browser on the web page, and we look at CNN or Fox News, and we see the violence going on in the world, disturbing our peace. Those kinds of people are rewarded with their 15 minutes of fame, rewarded with the kinds of accolades they get from those like them. Yes, the peacemakers are not rewarded in this world, but Jesus brings peace. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. We are taught by Jesus through the Apostle Paul, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is what God wants for us. He wants us to be in peace even in a world where the thug, the revolutionary, the warlord is rewarded. We need to be at peace with God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Jesus came to bring peace between God and man. Notice Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 through 19. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 through 19. And came and preached peace to you, which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Jesus brings peace. Man is at enmity with God because of sin. But God brings a way through his Son to bring God and man together through the blood of Christ, through the obedience of man. Jesus came to bring peace between man and man. He calls us to end gossip, to end backbiting, quarreling, hatred. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. We have a picture in our minds of what Jesus is through the reading of the gospel accounts. And we see that same picture when we hear the words of the apostles. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 18, we read, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Jesus came to this earth with immense power. The power to create, the power to destroy, the power to call, as we sing, 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. Jesus had the kind of power that Caesars would have killed for. But he sought peace with us. He sought peace between neighbors. He could have imposed his own will while he was here. But so far as it was with him, he was at peace with all men. He didn't want to climb over someone to get to any position. That wasn't his purpose. Jesus came to bring peace between God and man. Romans chapter 14 and verse 19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. We turned on the news, and there is destruction all around, foreign lands and even at home. We see all this destruction, and we wonder, what kind of world do we live in? Do we want to stay in this world? Jesus brings peace and tells us that we need to edify, not tear down. And that word edify, we see the word edifice that we use all the time. It's a building. And so to edify someone is to build them up. Blessed are those who seek to build up one another peaceably through means of righteousness, through means of the glory of God, through means of hope and truth, and looking forward to a better place. We edify one another when we are present. We edify one another when we see that someone's down and we pick up their spirits. We see when someone is ignorant about something and we teach them so that they are no longer ignorant about those things. We build them up so that they are more than they were. This world knows nothing of that. This world wants to tear itself up. But we as Christians, we follow the path of Jesus. We follow the path of the peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. Peacemakers are called the children of God. Back to our text, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. The English Standard Version uses the phrase sons of God. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 7. And that these statements full of hope for the future and full of the facts of what will be when the end comes. We see a statement by Jesus about those that will overcome, those that will be constant in their faith for Jesus. Revelation 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. Those that overcome, they will be called the sons of God. Quite a difference from those that bring destruction on this world. Where will they be? I'll leave that with you. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. In this eminently practical book, John tells us about our position in Christ. He says, Beloved, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Once again, blessed are the peacemakers. Peace between God and man, peace between man and man. Peacemaking is an attribute of God. As we all often say, like Father, like Son. God wants us to be at peace with Him. He wants us to be at peace with one another. Examine your lives to see whether you be in the faith in that sense. Are you a peacemaker? Have you made peace with God? Are you at peace with your brethren? Are you at peace with your neighbor? Or are you in the business of causing strife? Are you looking for the accolades of those that praise the violence of this world? If so, if that is your goal, it's time to repent, to change your mind. Why should you repent? You get the praise of the world. You should repent because there's the praise of God to consider. What better thing to hear than, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of thy Lord. What better thing than that? Than be with Jesus, for we shall see him as he is. What better thing to have spent a lifetime in service to God. Think about the moment you stand before God and the regrets that you have in this world, the regrets you look back at. You can look back at some of them now. You don't have to wait until judgment. What do you regret? Do you regret studying the Bible? Oh, I shouldn't have studied the Bible so much. I should have... No, we don't regret that. I regret spending so much time with the brethren. I regret making peace with that brother. that I've had that argument with. No, we don't say those things. Regrets come by the things from the things that we destroy. Destroying friendship, destroying peace between father and son, mother and daughter. Destroying those things. Those are the things that cause regret. There'll be no accolades for those when Jesus comes. There will only be regret, pain, suffering. If you need to repent of sin, let's make it so now. Ask God for forgiveness. He's promised to forgive you. If you repent of those things, truly repent. Resolving within yourself, I'm going to walk God's way now. If you've never been baptized for the remission of sins, start your life of peace. Start your life of peace with God and then peace between brethren. If we can assist you in your obedience, why don't you come and sit on one of these front pews as we stand, as we sing.